So we're going to read in the writings of Bala Sulam, Volume 1, page 479, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, Item 7. Again, Volume 1 in the writings of Bala Sulam, page 479, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, Item 7.
Let's start with Item 6.
We'll begin with Item 6. Same page, 479.
פתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 162.
Writings of Baal HaSulam, Volume 1, page 479. The preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 6. These four above discernments are the 10 sefirot discerned in each emanation and each creature, both in the whole, which are the four worlds, and even in the smallest part in reality.
Mbchina
Aleph is called Chokhmah, or the world of Atzilut. Mbchina Bet is called Bina, or the world of Bria. Mbchina Gimel is called Tiferet, or the world of Yetzira. And Mbchina Dalet is called Malchut, or the world of Asiya. Let us explain the four b'chinot applied in each soul. When the soul extends from Ein Sof and comes into the world of Atzilut, it is b'china Aleph of the soul. There, it is still not discerned by that name, since the name Neshama, soul, implies that there is some difference between it and the emanator, and that through that difference it departed Ein Sof and has been revealed as its own authority. But as long as it does not have a form of a kli, a vessel, there is nothing to distinguish it from his self to merit its own name. You already know that Prina Aleph of the Kli is not considered a Kli at all and is entirely annulled in the light. This is the meaning of what is said about the world of Atzilut, that it is complete godliness, as in he, his life, and his self are one. Even the souls of living creatures, while traversing the world of Atzilut, are regarded as still adhered to his self.
Okay. Good. This is as far as how the soul cascades. The light is revealed in the Kli, where we don't feel a difference between the Kli and the light, the way it happens here. And in the world of Bria,
Item 7. The above-mentioned Prina Bet rules in the world of Bria, the Kli of the desire to bestow. Hence, when the soul cascades into the world of Bria and achieves the Kli that exists there, it is regarded as a Neshama. This means that it has already separated from his self and merits its own name,
Neshama.
Yet, this is a very pure and fine Kli, as it is in equivalence of form with the emanator. For this reason, it is regarded as complete spirituality.
But when the Kli is in the world of Atzilut, it is truly in complete identification with the Creator. He doesn't emerge from Him. Whereas when he's in the world of Bria, he's in equivalence, but he's differentiated in this equivalence. This is felt in this Kli, that he is different of the light, he's different from the Creator, but with being different, he is nothing that's part of him. And that's why it's called the soul, that it has something that differentiates him from the Creator, and with that, completely similar to him.
Item 8. The above-mentioned Prina Gimel rules in the world of Yetzirah, containing a little bit of the form of the will to receive. Hence, when the soul cascades into the world of Yetzirah and achieves that Kli, it emerges from the spirituality of the Neshama, and it is then called Ruach. This is because here the Kli is already mingled with some of Yut, thickness, meaning the little bit of the will to receive that is in it. Yet it is still considered spiritual, because this measure of Yut is insufficient to completely separate it from his self and merit the name body, Guf, which stands in its own right.
Meaning that in the world of Yetzirah, that same Kli that is called Neshama receives an addition of the will to receive, which differentiates him from the Creator. And therefore, he already has some authority of his own. And therefore, the world is called Yetzirah, the creative force that operates in him, Yetzirah. But still, because that force which differentiates him from the Creator doesn't truly rule, it just makes a boundary, and therefore that world, the world of Yetzirah, is called the spiritual world. Next.
Item 9. Mechina Dalet rules in the world of Asiya, which is the complete Kli of the big will to receive. Hence, it obtains a completely separated and distinguished body, Guf, from his self, which stands in its own right. The light in it is called Nefesh, indicating that the light is motionless in and of itself. You should know that there is not a single element in reality that is not comprised of the whole Abiya.
Meaning it can't be, it doesn't matter in what state the desire is in, it is always made up of the whole ladder, from its beginning to the end, and from the end to the beginning. And part of the ladder is in a concealed manner, and part of it in a revealed manner. And by this, the state of that Kli is defined. Well, one more, and then we'll talk.
Item 10. Thus you find that this nefesh, the light of life that is dressed in the body, extends from his very self existence from existence. As it traverses the four worlds Abiya, it becomes increasingly distant from the light of his face until it comes into its designated Kli, called Guf, body. This is considered that the Kli has completed its desirable form. And even if the light in it has so diminished that its origin becomes undetectable through engagement in Torah and Mitzvot in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker, one purifies one's Kli, called Guf, until it becomes worthy of receiving the great abundance in the full measure included in the thought of creation when he created it. This is why Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia said, the Creator wished to cleanse Israel, hence he gave them plentiful Torah and Mitzvot.
Meaning the Kli reaches its desirable form when it is completely disconnected from the upper light, from the Creator, from its providence, from the upper control. And this is considered its desirable form. Then the Kli is considered its complete form. And if the light diminishes it, so that it will show the root of its existence, with that, by wanting to reach a connection and bringing contentment to his Maker, which you cry about not being able to bring contentment to the Creator? He goes and purifies one's kli called the guf, because he really wants to be in order to receive, to bestow, until it becomes worthy of receiving the great abundance in the full measure, included in the thought of creation when, which he created. This is what Rabbi Hananiah ben Akasha said, that the Creator wished to cleanse Israel. Hence, he gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot, meaning by all sorts of means that he gave them in order for them to be able to come to that purification and reaching equivalence of form of the Creator. Is that clear? No questions so far? Well,
by the word guf, body doesn't mean our corporeal body?
Never.
Never. Why? Why does it begin the whole preface and then he comes back to it by the Creator wanting to cleanse Israel and not all of creation?
Israel meaning all those who long to reach dvikut, adhesion. So according to their desire, according to their efforts, they take upon themselves the force of bestowal which purifies them. That's called purification. What is to purify Israel? To cleanse Israel. What is he sending them? Dollars? What is to purify them? It's to purify their, according to their efforts that they want to purify but can't. To purify meaning to be in the manner of bestowal but are not capable. Those who long for it, they're not capable but want to. They're called Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator, Israel. And to them, that's who the Creator helps eventually.
Why does he speak only about Israel and not about the whole of creation?
They don't demand it. What is there to give?
But isn't the Creator's desire relating to the whole of creation?
No, the desire of the Creator is to cleanse Israel.
I hope I can ask, can we connect it to the topic of the 10?
No, you didn't finish with this. Why do you think that vessels that don't demand or need deserve it?
I thought this is what the Creator wants.
I don't know what the Creator wants. I understand there's no coercion in spirituality and only according to one's will. But you, if you belong to Israel, I don't know, you must come to a state where you ignite those people who don't have such an inclination, and then they're called Israel, and you explain to them that there is such a thing, and they connect to you, and then you receive for them forces of connection, forces of correction. But nevertheless, who receives these forces? Israel. Those who long for it. Whoever has a deficiency. There's no coercion to spirituality. Whoever wants receives.
I didn't understand. What does it mean to excite, get people interested if they're not, if they have
explain
no
to them in all kinds of ways that it's worthwhile to get closer to mutual connection, mutual bestowal, in all kinds of folk ways, so that otherwise it would be worse, things will be bad. What?
Several things. But going back to the first question, the Creator created the will to receive. Israel is only a part of it.
Israel is called that with their will to receive, they want to come to in order to bestow.
Another thing, what did you say to excite, get these people excited? We can explain to them, but to get them excited, to start them up.
To turn them on, to ignite them, it means to explain to them that there's a purpose, there's a goal for this whole world, that longing to it, it means to raise ourselves from this ugly, temporary, false corporeality to spirituality, which is eternal and whole.
As much as I know, they have no desire for what you just said.
You didn't have that desire either. There are those who receive a desire from above, and there are those who receive it through others.
Can I ask something? I hope it's in
Can
the
I
right
ask
direction.
Something? I hope it's in the right direction. If you were to write down what you asked me, then you'd have already 1,000 times what you have there. So what should I do with you? So what are you smiling? You should be crying. Oh, your friend. You're exactly in pairs. You're working. We have pairs from the Bible and pairs, not you. No, there's another pair there. You're the third one.
Rav, you just said something I don't understand. You said in Prina Gimel begins something called his own authority.
Yes, a desire to receive begins that although it's still not in control, but it's already in the feeling of his will to receive. Yes.
This fine line, how can something have its own authority and yet it is spiritual?
I don't know. When you attain the world of Yetzirah, you'll understand. That's it. I'm not meant here to give you an explanation of that which you don't feel. I'm not stupid enough to think that I could somehow, in a verbal explanation, let you understand these things.
On the contrary, I'm saying this thing of annulment and merging in the Kli, it's totally clear. But now the question is, are there still two authorities there? That's all I'm asking.
I don't know. I don't know. Ask me to hear it there if it's so important to you. Then stand on it. I have more needy things other than understanding what's in the Kli in the world of Yetzirah. I don't understand what's going on in my world where I'm in and how it's going.
Ken.
You told Shaul before about having to generate interest in this, light up the sparks in others. I teach in Nahariya, second semester, with Leo. We're pretty advanced in the semester already. And we feel like there's something that I wish were lit up in them. I wish they had this chisaron, this lack. The course is fine, the content is good, they're happy, everyone comes, every lesson. As an environment, they feel good. But that spark that will go forward with them, how do you light it up? How do you start it up?
That's a godly part from above. I can't tell you. That's, it truly comes from above. It depends on the root of the soul and the environment. There's people that by a weak environment, but they're incorporated in it and they advance well. And there's people that in a strong environment and they can't hold on and leave. There's different kinds. I can't explain it. No. This depends on the root of the soul.
Can I somehow help this be light lit up in them?
As much as you can. But of course, you need to do everything that's possible.
In terms of going there and being with them and showing them the profits, the benefits they get.
No. The care in which you're truly pressing them and caring for them and changing their diapers, it won't help. No.
Well, that's the question. What should I do?
Explain to them all the means so it'll be clear to them. Let them write them down. Let it be before them so that they don't ask 1,000 times about the same thing and see that they themselves are repeating. It's like a skipping record. And then, and understand that they have to make a step forward instead of asking, and then that could be obligating them. That's it. And the main advancement comes from one helping a friend. That's the whole catapulting of this. This is the means. Take these articles again and go over them again. Please. Understand that this is what we depend upon. We have everything. All the wisdom, and all, it won't help you at all. Just this work in the ten. This is what we need to work upon. So read and implement. Read and implement. And not be despaired from the fact that what you did yesterday, you're feeling today yourself even worse. Okay? I am in the same state like you. I have bigger problems. Yes.
What does it mean that a certain b'china controls a certain world?
That a certain b'china is in a certain world?
Yeah, that the b'china bet governs in the world of b'riya, etc. What does it mean that a b'china governs in a certain world?
That nature is revealed specifically in that degree called the world of b'riya. That's it. Bchina Bet of Havaya rules on the level called the world of Bria. As if the Kli attains by its desire and by its dealing, its Masach, and all the states that she attains, the world of Bria, let's say, then she reveals there these qualities that are suitable to the world of Bria. That's it. That means that it rules there. Just like in our world, Earth controls the gravitational force of everything that's upon it. Okay? Well, a little more.
Continuing to read. Item 11 on page 480 in the writings of Bala Sulam, volume 1. Now you can understand the real difference between spirituality and corporeality. Anything that contains a complete desire to receive in all its aspects, which is Bchina Dalet, is considered corporeal. This is what exists in all the elements of reality before us in this world. Conversely, anything above this great measure of desire to receive is considered spirituality. These are the four worlds Abiyah, which are above this world. They and the whole of reality in them. Now you can understand that the whole issue of ascents and descents described in the upper worlds does not relate to an imaginary place, but only to the four b'chinot in the will to receive. The farther it is from b'china dalet, the higher it is considered to be. And conversely, the closer it is to b'china dalet, the lower it is considered to be. Again, item 11. Now you can understand the real difference between spirituality and corporeality.
No, we'll read it all together. Finger on the book. Everyone. Finger pointing at the book. Item 11.
Now you can understand the real difference between spirituality and corporeality. Anything that contains a complete desire to receive in all its aspects, which is b'china dalet, is considered corporeal. This is what exists in all the elements of reality before us in this world. Conversely, anything above this great measure of desire to receive is considered spirituality. These are the worlds of Bia, which are above this world, they and the whole of reality within them. Now you can see that the whole issue of ascents and descents described in the upper worlds does not relate to an imaginary place, but only to the four prinot in the will to receive. The further it is from prina daled, the higher it is considered to be. And conversely, the closer it is to prina daled, the lower it is considered to be.
Questions? You're learning for 14 years. What are you asking? Yes, Leo.
In terms of the measure of the will to receive, what's the difference between the world of Asiya and this world? Is there a difference in the measure of the will to receive?
We don't talk about this world anything.
But he writes about it, no? Here.
Yes, but what? As far as the will to receive, the measure?
He says that the difference between the worlds is the increasing measure of the will to receive. The question is there another discernment between the world of Asiya in this world?
This isn't speaking of the will to receive in... how should I say this? This doesn't speak of the will to receive in its size, but to the extent in which it disconnects the creator from the creature, or the creature from the creator. Does he stand on his own authority, or is he similar to the creator? The world of Bria, or as Ziranpin, he already has some kind of spirituality, or that he doesn't have spirituality whatsoever.
Actually, what I want to ask is, what separates or what distinguishes between the world of Asiya and this world? What separates this world from the world of Asiya? Exactly what?
The world of Asiya is considered that the Kli is in the will to receive and knows that it's in the will to receive and has against that the feeling of what is called spirituality, but he's not in it. Look at what he writes. And in the world of Asiya, item 9, in the world of Asiya, Prina Dalet controls, which is the end of the Kli of the great will to receive, meaning that it already emerges and reveals, and therefore the aspect of the goof is differentiated, distinguished from the body, from himself, separated completely, and stands in its own right. And the light in it is called nefesh. Why? It indicates that the light is motionless in and of itself, meaning that from above down, it cascades that way. And the light holds him in such a way. You should know that there is not a single element in reality that is not comprised of the whole Abiya. That's it. This speaks of the ladder of degrees of the worlds only. Now, what are you asking?
What makes the difference between the world of Asiya and this world?
In the world of Asiya, when the soul is in the world of Asiya, it feels that it is under the control of the will to receive in it. And that control of the will to receive is revealed because it's like it's written, there's no God in my midst. That's it. You can ask other questions here. What is the world of Asiya of Klipa and the world of Asiya of Kedusha? All kinds of things. This is still nothing what we're reading here. More? Someone wanted? Well, what did you want to ask?
He uses the word corporeality. What does he mean?
Corporeality means the will to receive for himself, where the creature attains that he wants it for himself. That's called corporeality.
And from here we get the sensation of this world, according to what Leo asked?
No, we are not associated with all of this. We are beasts. We have no discernments from here. Okay. All right? We just need to understand, this speaks of the order of the degrees that cascade from above downwards. Not about the creatures, but about the degrees. About the creatures, that's still many actions and states together. Yes? So the way the Creator creates desire, for this desire to withstand on its own, will shatter, receive all kinds of discernments and qualities that are such that by them he will be able to understand himself, feel himself, where he is, start identifying himself, who I am, what I am. Let's say that I am a person in a certain state. I have certain abilities, qualities. Who's managing me? How am I operated? How do I operate myself? What is my environment? This world, what's the difference between the worlds and the degrees? This, we need more preparations until us in this world. What, Leo?
Sorry for nagging. The same question. In the order of cascading from above downward, what distinguishes one world from the next is additional view that is revealed, right?
Correct, because the upper light maintains the will to receive in each and every state.
So my question is, in this cascading from above downward, what separates, just like between each two worlds, what makes a difference is an addition of will to receive. What separates the world of Asiya from this world? I'm sorry, I'm nagging. It's just...
It's not like a nudge. It's just, I can't explain because the upper light doesn't... There is no creature. There's no upper light here.
I'm not talking about the creature. I'm talking about what makes a difference between the world of Asiya and this world. I don't know.
You understand that this world doesn't exist?
No, I don't understand this.
In Havaya, there is no such thing. In the four Bchinot, there is no such thing. From above down, you have only the discernments of Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, which is Ak and Abia. That's it. And their upper root, which is the four Bchinot of direct light.
So this world is something that belongs to the world of Asiya, but doesn't really exist?
You could say that the last degree of the world of Asiya is called this world. But we're not associated with it at all. You just like that, you want to attribute it. You think that if you hear from me a few words, it'll help you understand where you are. You don't exist in it at all. Everything that is spoken of is spoken only of the connection between a person and the quality of bestowal, which we don't have any connection with it yet. And therefore, we don't belong to it. I remember myself, I was also kind of nudging about it, and also with the same questions. It's interesting that it's repeating itself each time, because it seems to us like, where are we there somehow? It isn't. There is no such discernment. Because klipot are called that I want the Creator, I want to grab on to get it in order to receive, and I know what I really want, I'm stimulated to it. No, we don't have that. What is a klipa? I am willing to invest in connection. I'm willing to invest in connection. For connection with the friends, tell me whatever you want. I just want it to be for me. That's Klipa. Good.
To continue on that, I also don't understand. What is the root of this world?
Which this world? The one you're in now?
No, this world that we're talking about here, beyond this world, this world.
That's the last degree of
what
reality.
What is the root? You're saying it's not part of the four prinot. Where is it created?
Disconnect.
If it's not in its pattern, in its root?
The will to receive, which reached such a state in which it's truly disconnected from all of spirituality. It's in such a way, a disconnected way. It's considered not existing in spirituality. It doesn't exist. It's not understood to us that it doesn't exist. Spirituality is called in order to bestow in some kind of ways. We don't have such a thing. Even in order to receive, we don't want. Not just in order to bestow. Not for the worlds of of Kedusha, nor of of Klipa. We don't have that.
The imaginary world has no root, has no beginning somewhere. What is the imaginary world?
The imaginary world that we exist in the current reality, and it seems to us like we exist. That's called imaginary.
And what is its beginning? Where does the imaginary world begin?
From disconnection from all of spirituality. Why do you think that Kabbalists are in a problem of how to explain? There's no force to explain. There's no ability to explain because people are not in the same system of perception. Good. Okay. We won't continue. Yes.
Sorry to bug, but what does he say? Baruch Hashem says everything that has a complete will to receive. Item 11. Everything that has a complete will to receive in all its aspects, which is Prina Dalet, is called corporeal, and it is in the elements of all the realities set before our eyes in this world.
Yes, what's corporeal? It's not our desire. It's a desire without in order to bestow to the Creator. That's it. So one who is in such a state is called being in this world before the smallest correction that will already start from the world of Asiya. I am very happy that you want to know something. So, effort a little bit and explain. No one can explain this to another. I promise you that it won't go. No one. As much as each of you will attain, your eyes will see and not another, not a stranger. What can you do? Because that's how it is. That's the vessels of a person.
This is totally confusing, because if we go back to what we said before, then if you exert in the 10, we said if you exert in the 10, but in the that's all you need to do, and then you attain on your own.
The attainment is personal, but through the 10, to the extent in which you're devoted to the 10, yes.
I don't understand it.
Rabbi Yossi Ben Kisma was with his friends, with his students in the 10, and attained what he attained, and they didn't, because they didn't devote enough forces for it. That's how it is. Okay. All right. We won't continue with this now, yes?
Well,
he has today an awakening.
You're asking, okay? Well, what's okay? There have been people here who have been 20 years, they're dead, they don't understand what it's about. And you're asking, is it okay? It's okay. Guys, what is okay? In 2 days' time, it's Elul. It's a time to check what we're doing here for. There's a social committee here. We have to wake up and understand that if we keep sitting here, we won't be looking any different.
What seems to you that we need to change?
I suggested in the morning, Gov. If you ask me, yeah, I would go farther. You're like Jethro. You took from him the heads of the ten. He doesn't have this method. He has also heads of tens of thousands, of hundreds, and fifties, and then tens. Then you'll have disciples teaching, Kabbalists who teach other students. You'll be building a living system. And everyone here will not be able to be seated down here because they'll want to be in the thousands. They'll want to understand what is connection.
As an example, what's the next action that you are offering? I respect you. I'm willing to hear. What's the next action? One action, not a thousand actions forward.
One action on your part, one action on the part of the social committee. Tomorrow morning, you read the first verse and you explain it as if Rabash wrote it. Every friend should understand that when he gets up in the morning and says, I thank you that you brought me back my soul. Erez is talking about the Jewish prayer book that we should read from this.
He heard that 1,000 times. We'll hear it also tomorrow morning. I agree. Well, what's next?
You said one. If you want more, I have many more.
No, what next? Now he heard that. What next?
To learn the approach for the Creator through the prayer book, which is what the Kabbalists wrote for us. Because I see it, but the friends don't have it. You became religious, so it's clear to you. Some people here have never seen a prayer book, ever.
Yes, and?
So we should teach them the approach.
What approach? The approach is from the articles of Rabash. What other approach can there be? That you will read like this what's written?
Incorrect. I know on myself that you're wrong. When I want to put together the ten, I go through my friends, and I take the words from the prayer book and interaction between them. There's a higher and lower, and there's a pipeline through which we turn. So maybe I'm strange, but...
Okay. I'm sorry, but we probably won't understand one another. Probably not.
So, guys, you can keep sleeping.
Well, don't recommend to them from your wisdom. I recommend you sit down and be silent. That's it. That's a command. We're done. I've seen many wise people like you. That's it. This is not a place for commands. We're done. Or you think that by you reading from them here, I thank you, that's it, they will wake up. Oh, there's a new Hasidism. You're not opening anything. There have been 1,000 years ago people like you, and you see what they reached. I don't want to argue about that. We are moving to the portion of the week.
We're going to read from the weekly portion, Vaetchanan, selected excerpts.
La 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 la